Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And day two of working with nectarines brings me to one of my favorite things to cook, and that's tart to tan. But what we're actually going to be doing is doing a tart to tan with the nectarines. This is my brown sugar and nectarine tart to tan, and we are cooking it up here at Quail Park in beautiful Visalia, California. Let's get started. The very first thing I'm going to need to do is take half a cup of pecans, and we're going to put this in a medium saute pan. I'm also going to add a quarter stick of butter. If you're kind of wondering about the butter, if it's necessary for this recipe, it is, because what we're actually going to be making is caramel. So we do need to have the butter in there. And everybody knows to make caramel, you need butter with sugar, you know, so that's how we're going to do it this time around. So we need a quarter stick of butter. I'm going to have 2 cups of nectarines that we're going to have diced up, and I don't want them to be diced up small. And the reason why I just want them to be diced up very nice and rustic is as they cook, those nectarines are just going to let off some of the most incredible flavors. And when they blend with that butter and brown sugar, it's going to be something absolutely amazing. So I'm going to go ahead and take the 2 cups of nectarines and just have them regular diced up. So you can dice them up medium or even large. It's fine. Next, we're going to do is take the 1 cup of brown sugar, and we're going to mix that all around. Now, there's a way to do this successfully, and I'm going to show you right now. When your caramel mixture starts to get gold, you need to turn the heat off, and you need to start whisking it up really fast. Or not whisking it up, but just using your rubber spatula really quick or a wooden spoon. Very important, because if you stop it when it's at the brown color, it's already too late, because you got to remember it's still going to cook in the oven as well. So we want to make sure that we don't overcook this. So what I'm going to do after we start getting to that golden color is I'm going to put on top a nice medium sheet of puff pastry. Now, always remember, with puff pastry, we want to make sure that the puff pastry has a little bit of flour on it. We want to make sure that it's rolled out, and we want to make sure that we put a gentle touch of egg wash onto the puff pastry. The reason why we do this is to get a nice golden color. So what I'm going to do, and you got to always make sure too, with my saute pans are able to go in the oven up to 600 degrees. So you want to always make sure you have a pan that could go right into the oven, because everything gets done here in the pan, and then we put that puff pastry right over the top. We throw that in the oven, 400 degrees for 25 minutes, and enjoy. I'm Albert J. Hernandez. You can call me the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.